producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, a long question there from Chris about the influence of hallucinogenics. It takes me back to the 60s, and I don't want to get into that into too much detail.
Well, I have personally never done hallucinogenics or anything. I've never even smoked marijuana. I was in a room once where people were smoking grass, and it made me dizzy, and it was not comfortable. And so I've just never gotten involved in that. And I would think that actually I would need to, considering what's happened to me, why would I spend the money on hallucinogens? But
you can just grow them in your closet.
Well, they came out of my closet on their own. I didn't need to grow them. But in any case, what worries me about the use of hallucinogens, and I'm limited in my ability to respond because I have never done it. I'm like a priest advising someone on marriage, here. I would think that there is the danger that you may be looking at events that are exclusively inside the mind that the drug has generated, and you can never know whether or not that's true. There was some very interesting research done at the University of New Mexico. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Rick Strassman, of course.
Rick Strassman, yeah, of course. And you probably even had him on the show. In any case, one of the conclusions he initially came to was that the people in his program who were taking high doses of DMT under his supervision in a federally sanctioned program, the first one in many years, were actually observing the unfolding of another real world, another presumably a parallel universe or something. It's fascinating, and maybe it's true. I had an experience one time that may suggest the presence of a parallel universe, and also much more than that, because this is a real mind bender. I woke up in the middle of the night, and you know about out-of-body experiences and Bob Monroe journeys out of the body and so forth. Well, the body was out of me. I was in bed, but there was no one there. It was just the bed. I was out of my body, but my body had gotten up and left, leaving me behind. My consciousness was in the bed, but not my body.
That's scary.
Thought, wow. Oh, wow. Now this is really a reversal. I've lost my body. What am I going to do? Where is it gone? And I thought I'd better look for it. And I got out of the bed. I felt like I was getting up, but I was invisible. I couldn't even see my own body. It didn't exist physically. And as soon as I tried to move, I immediately began to go down. I went down through the ceiling, and there was my body. My son was asleep in his bed, and there was a little boy there. His little friend was with him. They were in our country house. They were in the bedroom below ours, and he's sitting there up in the bed looking up at my body, and they're talking. Then I'm in my body. I have no idea. He's looking at me expectantly, like he expects me to say something else. I don't know what to say. So my son is now awake, and so I say, well, good night, boys, and I go back upstairs. And I sit on the bedside for a while thinking, what in the world was that about? Morning comes, I wake up, I tell Ann. I told her everything that happened. I was religious about it. And I told her all the details. And we go down to make breakfast. We have no idea. We're beyond saying, oh, it must have been some kind of a dream. We just at this point, we're just sort of rolling with this stuff. And I wonder what the boys will say, and I'm thinking about how do I bring this up, and I don't want to say something that will confuse them or frighten them, and I don't want to say something that will cause them to try to pull my leg, or so I'm sort of turning that over in my mind. All of a sudden, their door bursts open. They come running out and say, yelling, Whitley came down through the ceiling in the middle of the night. And we're fairly floored. And they tell us that they heard this noise, and then suddenly I came down through the ceiling. My body. I presumably followed it a little later. So I said to them, well, what happened? And they couldn't remember. We talked about something, but they don't remember what it was. Then, that day, I'm to take the little boy to meet his father in Paramus, New Jersey, on Route 17. He's got a house in the Delaware Water Gap, and we meet there to exchange kids. It's summertime, and to go back and forth between the country houses. So we're going along, and he's sitting in the parking lot of a diner. I see his truck as we go past. We have to go to a little overpass and then back up. It's a divided highway. I've done it a million times. It's no big deal. I go into the exit to the overpass, and it's not an overpass. It's an underpass. It goes down. And I think, what in the world? This isn't even – where am I? I've never seen this before, and I know this area like the back of my hand. I get off at the next exit immediately, because I'm no idea how this happened or where I am. We're in this very strange, extremely odd neighborhood. Big trees, big lawns, and these low sort of sandstone buildings way back up in the lawns with serpents and bas-relief on their surfaces and low arched doorways. And the little boy starts trying to open the locks. It's automatic locks and he keeps flipping his lock open, and I keep closing it because I'm afraid he's going to jump out because he's obviously reacting to this bizarre situation in panic. I drive around helplessly in this neighborhood thinking, what the hell am I up against here? Until I finally see in the distance a rough area, open area. I drive toward it. I can see cars beyond it. I drive off through the rough area. The cars turn out to be on Route 80, about 20 miles from where we left the highway. I get on Route 80. I get back on 17. I go back up 17. By this time, the father is standing in the bed of his pickup looking for us because, you know, he saw us pass and we never came back. The boy so far has said nothing. I have said nothing. The father is an extreme skeptic. I really hope that the boy doesn't say anything about this to his dad. He jumps out of the car and goes running across the parking lot yelling, Daddy, Daddy, Whitley just took me on a trip through the Twilight Zone. So I leave you with this. We looked all over for that neighborhood, the four of us, and never found it. I leave you with this. You talk about different worlds, Rick Strassman's subjects, experiences, parallel universes. We live in the middle of a great unknown. Ain't that cool? Ain't that very, very cool?
That's very cool. It sounds like you don't need to do hallucinogens to get from here to there. But,
hell, yeah, no, I don't. And you can't afford enough hallucinogens to get a Jeep into a parallel universe anyway.
That's
remember, bizarre. We went in a car. We were in a car.
I'm surprised that your son's friend's parents would even allow a sleepover at your house.
Well, there were some that never came back, but this the dad would take the boys to his house, and he would explain to them how Whitley is. He would never actually say I'm a nut, but he would say, "Well, Whitley's got a very big imagination, and you have to understand that in order to be with Whitley." And he would try to help my son understand this too, that I was not telling the truth, but I also wasn't lying because I believed it. Unfortunately, that's not the case. There's just too much. I'm sitting here with an implant in my ear, and I'm sorry, it's not an illusion.
Okay. Oh, that's a lot to go through, especially
if
you're a parent and you become friends with somebody and your kids spend time with them and all sorts of weird stuff happens, like dogs start barking in the background. It gets to be pretty crazy. We've got Willie Streber, co-author of The Supernatural, with Gene and with Chris for three more segments. You're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Whitley Streber. We're discussing a lot of really strange experiences, and driving into an alternate reality is certainly one. Of course, the other crazy phenomenon we get with mostly in connection with abductions is missing time. But have you, Whitley Streber, ever heard of an episode where you have gained time? where you seem to reach a place much faster than you should?
Nothing in my experience comes to mind.
All right, and the reason I mention that is one of our former co-hosts talked of an experience where he and his friend came home from Boston to New York City, a drive of, 4 hours and some odd minutes, and they got there in 2 hours, just to mention that in passing.
I'm sure, if Annie was still with me, God bless my beautiful wife, she probably would be able to tell you 10 stories about that from the letters she read. I know that she's mentioned something like that once or twice to me. So I know there are stories out there. But I don't recall that ever happening to me. It may have. I don't know. If it did, it didn't make much of an impression.
Yeah, I've had in my personal process of being an investigator and interviewing people and fielding reports, I've had two or three examples of that, sort of a compressed time where people arrive in an impossible short time compared to a regular trip from point A to point B. But this kind of brings me to another area which I think is a little bit lacking in the literature. You don't see much mention about the connection or potential connection with the occult and the visitors. For instance, the Alamantra working done by Aleister Crowley back in, I think, 1919, where he manifested to a series of very complicated rituals, allegedly, a small diminutive being named Lamb, who, as far as I know, that drawing that he did of Lamb is the earliest depiction of what we now commonly refer to as an alien gray, all the way back in 1919. What role do you think the occult plays in any of this? Do you think that there's any sort of credence to Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard doing the Babylon working in the Mojave in 46, opening up a portal, allowing the visitors to come through en masse, for instance? Where do you come down on the occult involvement?
Well, I think from my experience that if you show an interest in the visitors in the right place and time, they may respond. But I think that we make a grave mistake when we assume too much about why they responded. In other words, when you say a loaded word like the occult, then you immediately open up a whole phenomenology, which is just that. It's a phenomenology. It's not necessarily reflective of reality at all. And he saw something that he drew a picture of. And I've seen things that I've had pictures drawn of that look similar. And does that mean we saw the same thing, or that using occult practices I might be able to conjure the visitors? Well, actually, yes, it does. And for the reason I stated in the beginning, if you're in the right place and it's the right time and you do something indicating an interest in them, they might show up. I mean, John Dee had similar experience in a graveyard. And the visitors to this day and at our cabin are heavily involved with the dead. So, it's all of a piece. But don't assume, I think it's wrong to assume that because of the fact that you can occasionally draw their interest with occult rituals, that that's somehow or another means that the occult, all of the occult beliefs are true. Doesn't. It only means that you were in the right place at the right time, making a noise that they noticed.
Well, you've mentioned several times now a connection with the dead. Now, this is something that we discussed in our last show with Eric Ouellette, the author of Illuminations, which I highly recommend, as I do your book, The Supernatural. We're kind of going down the same sort of parallel track here. And you mentioned the dead. Explain your intuition about a connection with so-called disincarnate past beings, the whole idea of ghosts and that whole thing, and how it may be connected or appears to be connected to the visitors.
Annie walked out of her office one afternoon during the time when we were getting letters in huge bags from the post office, and she and her secretary at that time, Lori Barnes, were reading them all. She walked out, and she said, "Whitley, this has something to do with what we call death." And that was a critical insight, because it led us into some fascinating material, because she also had the ability to we decided we would try having groups up at the cabin, because we thought that the visitors were showing up there so much, why wouldn't they show up with other people there besides us? I mean, you know, so we decided to give it a try. Anne had an uncanny ability to know who the visitors would react to and who they wouldn't. And she picked people seemingly completely out of a hat. Raven Dana was one. Lori Barnes, another. Lori, I mean, how she found them, I don't know. But she did. And she said, "Well, let's invite Raven up to the cabin. Let's invite Lori." Other people, she identified other people from time to time. And we would have these groups up there. And to give you an example, one of the groups at the cabin, they're sleeping upstairs in the living room, are four people on cots and so forth, sleeping in quotes. Downstairs in the basement, there are two people who really are sleeping, a couple who are not married, but they are going to be, and so they're in the private basement bedroom. Here's what happens during the night. Upstairs, there is a magazine editor who has promised, he is a very editor of a very prominent magazine, to write of his experience in the cabin if the visitors show up. So he's there. And they do. The little blue guys, I call kobolds in Supernatural, show up. And they jump around in the living room. And it's dark, but the people can still see them. And nobody can move, but everyone can still talk during this exhibition. And it is literally that, an exhibition. They are literally walking and jumping around, like, as one of them put it in his, the story he wrote about this, they're jumping around like, a bunch of acrobats. Meanwhile, in the basement, the couple wakes up, and what do they see? Standing at the foot of the bed is an old friend of theirs who died in 1983, this is now 1988, I guess, in the Mexico City earthquake of that year.
This is a good time to have a cliffhanger, right? The person appears in front of their bed, and we'll continue our next segment with Whitley Strieber and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Whitley, I know our listeners are waiting with bated breath to hear more, please.
Okay, so they and the woman says she looks perfectly normal. She's solid. She doesn't look like a ghost or anything. And she says, I want to tell you that I'm all right, which was the universal message. We got that again and again and again. And the next day, everybody compares notes, and it's an incredible event. The magazine editor chickens out and won't publish it because he says it would ruin his career. So it doesn't get published, and the visitors, I think maybe they showed up because they wanted that published. And maybe they'll be angry at me, but they'd never showed any anger at me. In any case, that was one example. Another example. Another group is at the cabin. Laurie Barnes is among them. Draven Dana is among them in this group. Laurie's out walking in the afternoon on the road in front of our cabin, and suddenly there's her brother standing there. And he says, Laurie, and she says, Gene, or whatever his name was. I'm not sure I remember his name. What are you doing here? Because he had disappeared 20 years before, and the FBI finally closed the case and just left him as a missing person. And he says, I want you to know that I'm all right. And at first she thinks, she doesn't realize he's even a ghost, if you could call him that, because he's so solid looking. And she starts to tell him to come down to the cabin with her. But as she walks toward him, he floats back into the woods and just disappears. She comes back to the cabin totally rattled and tells this story. Anne immediately says, the visitors will show up tonight, I would think. Which happens. Now, this time, we have a low-light camera on a hallway. In the downstairs, there is a filmmaker and his wife in a bed in the living room. It's a much more organized situation because I want badly to get something on video. Because in those days, you know, if you'd gotten some video imagery, it's not so easy to fake back then.
Right.
And so There's no CGI or anything. So, you know, we're doing our best. What happens is this. In the middle of the night, Raven Dana is waked up by someone punching her shoulder, which is the way the visitors used to always wake me up. They do it differently now, but they did it that way then. And she sees this, what she initially thinks is a raccoon on the bed because of the big eyes. But then she thinks, wait a minute, the windows screens are all screwed closed here. It couldn't have come in the window. And then she realizes what it is. And she hears it either in her head or physically, she's not sure which, as I recall, ask, what can I do to help you? And she says, you could walk down that hall, which, of course, would be in the camera. It goes out the door, this little being with the big eyes, the classic gray. The next thing, Laurie Barnes and another woman are in the next bedroom, and they are waked up by it the same way, and they have a brief exchange with it. Then they end up waking up the next morning with no idea of how they even went to sleep. Same with Laurie. What happens in the living room is the following. About 5 o'clock in the morning, the filmmaker, who is, you know, a typical skeptical, super skeptical Hollywood guy, wakes up and sees beside the bed this little man with a huge head staring down at him. It scares the hell out of him. The little man turns into the Egyptian god Horus.
Oh boy, that's scary.
Yeah. At that point, he disappears. But then my son and I, who have been sleeping out in the woods because the house is so full of people, come up across a little hill, and we see the deck and then the backyard, and beyond the backyard are woods. Out the front door and down the deck comes a translucent hooded figure about 3 or 4 feet tall, about 4 feet tall, goes across, races off across the front yard and goes darting away through the woods, missing the trees at breakneck speed. Incredible to see. We go in. The filmmaker and his wife are both on their feet. They've been hit by a tremendous burst of heat. They tell this story. This is the end of this encounter. Now, what happened? It is a truly complex series of encounters at that cabin. And there were others as well. I won't go on. I could go on all afternoon, but I won't do that because, I mean, it's pointless.
You've had a number of visitors over the years to the cabin. And this question comes from Raven's Fee, who's been a poster at forum.theparacast.com for the last couple of years. And she's wondering about a story that she heard that William S. Burroughs, of all people, once came out to your cabin where the events described in Communion took place up at the outside of New Paltz in the hope of replicating your experiences. Did he really visit? And what happened when
William came a number of times. We knew him, and I liked him a lot. We used to visit him in Kansas City and Lawrence also. When he was out there twice, I believe, and nothing happened to him, but some things happened to the assistant he had out there, some fairly minor stuff, little poltergeisty kind of things. They never had an encounter, unfortunately. I wish they had. William wanted it so badly, but there's nothing I could do. Annie made him a beautiful pot roast and a magnificent chocolate cake because, you know, he wasn't doing heavy drugs anymore, but he was doing a lot of marijuana, and the cake was really appreciated.
He would have whipped out his Glock and tried to take it out.
No, he hated Glocks. Are you kidding?
Oh.
We used to fight about guns. I used to torture him.
Oh, he was a Smith & Wesson guy? Or?
Yeah, well, he didn't like Glocks, and I used to talk to him about how, you know, I would say, you know, I love Glocks. They're so light and so great. And, oh, Glocks, why do you always, are you trying to torture me? You know, he was not a Glock fan.
Okay, well, here's another question. We're trying to, Whitley, you have no idea how many questions your announcement of your visit has prompted here at forum.theparacast.com. But Sue is interested. She asks, do you think the narrative of the other, as told by yourself and other experiencers in the media today, have or will ultimately result in the shaping or emergence of broader social movements or institutions. And would that be a good thing or a bad thing? This kind of harkens back to the idea of, you know, the whole idea of evolution of maybe a 21st century religion supplanting the outmoded control structures of religious institutions in the past.
We don't need another religion. We've done that too much already. And part of what supernatural is about is to try to deflect that, because it could
happen.
Good
answer.
It could happen. It definitely could happen. It worries me a lot, because let's end that part of history and get past that tendency on our part to connect dots that do not actually necessarily have lines between them.
Right.
Like we talked about the occult a little while ago, and how if Aleister Crowley conjured a visitor up in an occult ritual, then they must be demons. Let's make the cut, as Jeff says in the book. Let's not do that anymore. And that doesn't mean I'm in league with demons, to anybody who's listening to this who is of that ilk. It means that you should be in league with yourself and ask a few questions about the world around you, rather than indulging assumptions that may or may not be true.
So, in other words, what you're saying is any sort of colonization of ideas, spirit, inclination may be detrimental, that this ultimately is a personal connection to the others, and that...
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay, well, correct me.
Before we have the answer, let's just continue and wrap up the segment. We have one more left. We have Whitley Strieber. He's author with Jeffrey Kripal of The Supernatural. We'll tell you a bit more about the book and how to get a copy in our final segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris, you sound much calmer this time. Whitley, you were about to provide an answer.
Yeah, let's try to look at this objectively, and we can objectively. It is a social force. It is also part of the physical, of the natural world, not necessarily the physical world, the natural world in some way that we do not yet understand. Rather than assuming it's something, a personal thing, or that it has reference to some idea about it that we've had in the past, let's use our tools of analysis at every level and figure out some way of looking at it that is consistent and, above all, real. Because so far, we've got a lot of unreality and suppositions going on. Angels, demons, gods, devils, aliens. Who knows? Interdimensionals. That's another one of these meaningless words that people use all the time. Who knows what is objectively true, but something is. That's the whole point of supernatural. It's natural. They are part of nature, just like we are. Let's find out what that means objectively. Finally, step past the history of religions and begin a new history of a new kind of human experience.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, of course you are. But, you know, who cares? You go into a bookstore, you will not find Supernatural. You will find, if you ask the publisher, that it's selling very poorly, if at all. I mean, there's, you know, 23 people out there have read it. And why is that? Because it doesn't play to anybody's cherished beliefs.
Right.
The alien abductee, no. The religious extremists, no. The people who will... People want things to play to their belief systems, and this doesn't do that. Because it doesn't do it, it's not going to be popular. But it's not there to be popular. It's there to be used if the visitors decide to open the door a little bit more. Okay. Let's end that part of history and start a new part of history, a part of history in which we address this unknown objectively, and we begin to see it as insofar as we can in a terminology that is at last free of suppositions and superstitions.
I should point out, you were mentioning very briefly, this is not necessarily on the bestseller list, and I'm looking at Amazon, and I think of the time I used to write computer instruction books, and I think I did a tiny bit better.
Yeah, this isn't going to be on the bestseller list. This is not going to be anywhere. And yet, but of course, if something changes, if the book does its job, which is not to be read by a lot of people who won't read it because it doesn't serve their pre-existing belief systems, if it does its job and does provide the ground for the visitors that I am quite certain that they need and are looking for, then in the end, it will be on the bestseller list, believe me.
But, right.
But before then, it's just going to knock along. And they taught me an awful lot of things. They taught me about cultural background and cultural foreground. And I'm in the cultural background now. I was in the foreground briefly in order to sound a certain note and to draw the abduction experiences and the close encounter experiences into consciousness, into people's consciousness, which I did. Since then, I have been retreated into the cultural background, and I'm in deep backstory now. This book is deep background, and it's their call. I've done what I was asked to do, and I've done it correctly. The book is it is done right. It will provide the grounding needed for the intellectual community if they come forward. If the visitors come forward. So now they can if they want to, and it's up to them. I don't even think about whether or not they will. It's not my business.
Well, the book is very tricksterish in many ways because it's very mercurial. It doesn't come down firmly here or there. And when it does, it's to illustrate that it shouldn't be here or shouldn't be there. And that, to me, is very liminal and very tricksterish. And I think the mechanism of, you know, the trickster archetype in culture is a catalyst for change. It topples, old, outmoded cultural structures, entrenched powers, structures, and that sort of thing. And that's what I really liked about the book, is that it keeps you on your toes. It makes you always second guess and question everything that you have preconceptions about when it comes to this subject. And that, I think that's invaluable for people.
It makes people do exactly what they don't like doing. Annie was quite right. She used to call me a trickster coyote, and that's exactly what I am. I am a coyote, and I'm a real trickster. It goes much deeper than you may imagine. As I say, I didn't write this in hopes of making a bestseller. I wrote this in hopes of making ground for us to stand on if the visitors meet us a little bit down the road, as I think they very well may.
Whitley Strieber, I know our listeners are going to want to find more of your information. I guess they could just Google you.
My latest activity, I went to a UFO conference. I got my car spat on. Otherwise, it was very nice. I work on my website, unknowncountry.com. And that's about it. I'm out of business as a writer. No publisher will take me anymore. I'm finished. I have Hunters coming up in the spring. If people by some miracle decide to buy the Alien Hunter books because of that, I might be able to continue publishing books. But Publishers Weekly didn't review Supernatural because they couldn't give it a bad review, because one of the authors is one of the most distinguished professors of in the field of mythology in the world, so they didn't review it at all. Instead, they dumped on my next Alien Hunter novel in its ridiculous, painfully condescending lie of a review. And that will keep happening. You know, Whitley Strieber is there to be bullied. He's literary fraud, so we can kick him around. And believe me, practically everybody behind a pen is in one way or another a bully. And don't think it's different. It is. There's a lot of big egos out there.
We hope we haven't bullied you on this.
Not at all.
Show.
No, it's been a good interview. On the contrary, I mean, I say behind. I meant a media pen. I should have added that word. And I knew as I was saying, I don't mean everybody. I mean, but if you're writing reviews for a magazine instead of writing books, you're frustrated, right?
They won't give you a book deal. I understand. Hey, let me tell our listeners, you can find us on Twitter where we're known as the Paracast. Please look for the Paracast on Twitter. I'll spend a moment telling you about our credits because we need all the help we can get. We're still here. And that is, if you can find us on Facebook, if you look for the Paracast Fan Club, we have two of them. Choose one or the other. Take your choices. Either one's fine with me. We also have our second radio show called After the Paracast. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. And what's it all about? Well, we have After the Paracast podcast, which includes, of course, the wrap-up for this show sometimes, or special guests, continuing interviews, lots of unpredictability. We have the ad-free version of this show. And what this means is we take out 41 minutes of network ads, and we also give you slightly better audio quality. So that's one of the reasons for the premium. We also give you show transcripts. We also give you videos. We're just starting with those. Go to plus.theparacast.com. It's not expensive. It's a modest monthly, annual, five-year, even a lifetime subscription rate. And those who think after my flu that I would not be around much longer, I'm still here, and I hope to still be here for a long time to come. To find out more, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Again, the book is The Supernatural. Co-author is Whitley Strieber. Whitley, it's been too long, and I hope we have you back again real soon. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast, sir.
Thank you very much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.